Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
Welcome back to the Trophies in the Metal podcast. It's your boy Batman with the F-Tie crew. We got Jimmy, the notorious Raheem Goodell, and Ty King in the building. What's good, fellas?
Hey, maintaining. No Puffy. No Diddy.
I will represent for Shoulder since he ain't here.
Second part of Shoulders.
Titty suckers and titty fuckers are present.
Other half IT department will be here shortly. My bad, research department. Our earlier conversation got me saying IT. Plenty to talk about. We got gambling Asian baseball player, March Madness, Kendrick Lamar sharing some of his feelings. Well, first, since we have the tech mogul here, Apple Monopoly. Why is this big news now? Like, I feel like they're reaching. Like, it's like stuff that we all know. And I think that Americans just all this, just like, fuck it, we're gonna roll with it. But I wouldn't necessarily call it a monopoly.
Remember they tried like back in the day with Microsoft too. You know what I mean? In regards to them classifying them as a monopoly. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of break down their stock or whatever. But I mean, to be honest with you, whatever Apple, to be real with you, Apple is probably the only American phone developer in the U.S. I mean, obviously, they get their ports made in overseas, right? But only in the U.S. or whatever. So if you kind of look at it from that standpoint, it would be beneficial for Samsung, LG, and all of them to probably say that they are a monopoly because they're mostly foreign entities with home bases here, right? Versus Apple. Apple's a American base, which they resource out the country. So I don't know what they so hard upon about it, because my thing is they're expanding iMessaging to Windows devices. That's a thing now that they're doing. It's out in the wild. And
FaceTime, that's already FaceTime. Been implemented for the past couple of years.
Yeah, but I just think that, you know, technically with the litigation going on in the EU and stuff, they're probably like, well, you know what, we're gonna break these people down to minimize their stock. So people can abandon the stock, so the powers to be can actually buy the stock again and make more money. That's what I think.
I mean, it's no different than what Disney has done. Mm-hmm. What Warner Brothers, not even Warner Brothers. What's the parent company of the Paramount? I can't think of the name. Paramount is about to do the same thing because they're going to acquire Warner Brothers. That's why, if y'all ever wondering why Warner Brothers, all these DC movies suck, they're lowering the stock price to not seem like it's going to be a monopoly once Paramount. Because once you buy that, you're getting Discovery Channel, basically all of the HBO stuff.
HBO stuff. Yeah.
Underneath Paramount. So right, you have to make that seem right. Like it's, you drop the stock price on it, so when you acquire it, it's not looked upon as a monopoly.
But the thing with Apple, like this is, you know, people been doing this like for like 20 years, Samsung has been doing this. Samsung has this same feature for 10 years, but guess what? Samsung never advertised it. Apple does a great job advertising to the American public. No matter how basic or how old the feature is, they gonna sell it to you in everything they do.
No,
well, they're American. They know how to sell it to you.
I couldn't say it because I was like, they know you niggas, and you niggas like a nice camera, boy. I don't know why.
I know it's the women. Like they know that's camera. The women thing. That's that women thing. So, but like you said, Samsung is what? That's overseas. That's Asia. With China, that's made in China. They don't care about.
But speaking. But speaking of the camera, remember, Floyd probably remember this when I was at T-Mobile. They had a Kodak camera smartphone.
Yep.
That was, like you said, pushing the whole high quality picture, digital, you know, because it was a whole wave of digital cameras. So they're like, fuck it, get your digital camera and your smartphone all in one. And it didn't do too well or whatever, but in the long run, all the other companies, HTC, Samsung, LG,
Pixel,
Apple,
Google
Pixel,
Pixel, I want to say, they don't want, I think, took that Kodak vibe, and I think they flipped that because they were the ones supposed to have the best camera out of all of the phones.
Yeah, but the the camera was immaculate.
Yes, yeah.
Sucked. Yes.
Actually, I would say the best camera, in my opinion, from a mobile device was the Nokia 1520.
Yes, the one that, the slide up joint.
No, the big boy. Remember the big boy Windows phone?
Yeah, there was like a like this.
Yeah.
Looked like one of those handheld games.
Yeah, like a sidekick, but it just didn't flip up. That's all. It was just a sidekick, but didn't flip.
But Nokia, for a hot minute, I always voted that Nokia, the overseas version of the Nokias, was the best smartphones as far as, you know, the window-based ones, as far as all the applications and full keyboard, touchscreen on some of them. So, like a lot of these things that Apple and Samsung is claiming is new, there's a lot of stuff they stole from HTC and or Nokia.
Well, yeah, when they went out, they just basically bought the patent. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't even buy the patent, just took the patent.
Just took it, yeah.
Yeah, just took the patent.
Let me holler at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Smart business. Smart business.
Yeah. Oh, but, man, why we got? Oh, come on, Sean. Chill out, Brian.
Can we get the top part of it? You know what I'm saying? It looked kind of suspect.
Oh, man.
Look, and I'm not even mad about that. I'm mad that his bottom don't match his top. That's what I'm mad at. Like, you played NFL for all them years. Why are your legs so skinny, bro? Why
he ain't doing no squats.
At all. Leg day is out, right?
That's just the angle.
I didn't make the picture.
That's just the angle, man.
Can you not hate on you?
No, no. Wait. Let me look. Let me clarify.
Okay,
I know what he looked like. You know, I'm saying what this picture makes him
look like. So right.
A lot of
no Diddy going on right now. No Diddy all day, Rocky.
No Diddy.
Okay, look, y'all want me to change it? I can change it.
No. We cool.
I got something else for you today.
Hey, put Chase Young up there or some shit, man.
We good. You don't need nothing else. No.
Man, you got Diddy right there, nigga. I got something else for you.
No thanks.
We don't want it.
Put Sexy Red up there.
No.
Because the next section. The next session
might
have something else anyway. So what's up?
Moving on.
But Team Apple for sure. Security updates. Fuck that shit. It's always gonna be legit.
Here we go with this shit. The most hacked phone out there. We had this discussion already.
Yeah.
See, now you're getting like 32 teams down here.
What you mean? 32 teams is a good idea.
Hey man, let's get to this white collar crime. Otani, Tony Love, I have questions, and I hope you can provide some answers. So your interpreter, how close are most players, because with the interpreters in baseball?
I know for the Asian ones, they're real tight, because, I mean, that's the only ones that that you're really communicating through.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Latinos, they don't know.
Yeah, they pick and choose.
they pick and choose when they want to have that interpreter. But for the Asian ones, I mean, you know, you definitely hire an interpreter to follow them around full time.
How are they close enough to where they should know your banking information?
I don't doubt this is the first, and this is the thing about Otani. What do we really know about him?
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting to.
He been in the league for 7 years, we just found out he got married. We didn't know he was dating somebody or anything.
It just sounds real fishy. Regardless if he memorized your banking information, speaking of the interpreter, when he goes to the bank with you, you don't think the bank is going to verify some information to do such a big transaction?
But why are you going to the bank? It's direct deposit. Why did that's like? Because that's the thing now. The latest story is that, you know, this is all theft. He got his information and put it on that DraftKings and with this other dude who got raided. Hmm. So that's the latest story. But a full investigation is this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I ain't no way. I don't know. What was it? Four man, plus
million?
Man,
I guarantee that this shit gonna disappear. This shit gonna nicely disappear in another week.
I think he was his plug to give his money to his bitches.
Of course you go there, sir.
Well, you know what? That's a good call, though. That's a motherfucking good call, though.
Hey, would you be 4 million?
Oh, hey, man. Hey. They got an extravagant lifestyle, nigga. They don't fuck around, though.
Yeah, 4.5.
Excuse me. Please. Excuse me.
Hey, would you?
What's the difference between the 4.5 and 4.6?
Yeah.
Think about it from like this. Would you be surprised?
20 to 40 G's, cocksucker, beat it.
There you go.
Would you be surprised if there was a news article that says, you know, Tony took $4.5 million out of Floyd account and it so happily his transaction happened on Harry Hines?
Oh, my God. Oh, it just sounds real weird to me.
In that area, he's taken care of. there's arrangements on both sides of the pond.
Well, this another thing that is kind of making me think twice. The whole contract situation. Did he like defer a whole bunch of money with that new deal?
Yeah, mm-hmm. $680 million.
Yeah, all back in.
So he'll get a $60 million check. Every 10 years after, I mean, every year after this contract.
He got one of them
Allen Iverson joints.
Yeah.
So basically, either he don't trust himself with the money because he's gambling. I don't know.
So the Dodgers can still sign bigger talent.
Yeah, this is
no, I know that. But at the same time, it's two birds with one stone. It's like, I don't know.
Nah, he got money already.
He got endorsements and all that.
No, but I see what he's saying, though. What he's saying is, like, the only way you would be in the mindset to want to accept a deal like this is if you feel like you're bad with money or somebody advised you that this is probably the best because of the way you spend money.
No, you got to remember, Jordan was always had the biggest contract on his team. So I think he has bigger endorsements outside of baseball. Baseball, he's not getting paid off of baseball at all. Just sign me the $2 million. I'm getting this over here, this over here, this and over here.
Okay, so now I got to do the Gilbert Arenas. Is it 0.5? Do I have a 0.5% chance of getting in the Hall of Fame? Is it a 0.5% chance?
Oh, maybe
this happened.
Yeah, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's all I need.
If this blows over, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, this is gonna blow over. No.
Yeah. I'm saying there's a 0.5% chance that maybe he just bad with his money, so he took this contract.
Okay, wait.
Is there a chance?
Now this is the thing I don't know about him. Is he Chinese or is he Japanese?
Oh wow.
He's Japanese.
Hey. So,
those
comments, whatever he's about to say, does not reflect the flights of folks who bought me. Disclaimer.
I'm just saying, Japanese are a little more free. I'm just saying, from what it looks like and what they're saying, it seems like Japanese are a little more free with their money than the Chinese. They have more structure. So, you know, that means that he got some low key nigga tendencies that he probably, like, somebody don't trust him with his money.
And he has Western tendencies. According to the Flight 742 podcast, he has Western tendencies.
Nigga tendencies.
We don't know.
I'll say on everybody's behalf. I'll say it on everybody's behalf. So, I ain't trying to get a job with ESPN, so I'm good in these streets.
Well, you man, I still think he's trying to get some Mushu. Getting some Mushu.
Now I'm
looking at both.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm looking for now. I'm shooting for the Big 12 Network now. That's what we at now.
Long term, goals and long term goals.
Oh yeah, Very short term, I just need to get on now for like about 5 episodes, and then I'm gonna direct everybody to my podcast, and then I'm gonna be like, "Fuck y'all, I ain't never coming back again." And we good. I start interviewing people like Monique and Godfrey and shit like that, so I can
Get your Shannon on.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. That's a good transition.
With another messy podcast.
Oh, messy Marvin. go ahead.
Here's the thing then. Because this is the part that I get confused and a little, I guess, frustrated with when we talk about not even baseball, but baseball more specific, because they like to take this moral high ground when it comes to gambling.
But they cheated everything.
Outside of cheating, right? Outside of cheating, the fact that you then, after, you know, let's say 7-inning stretch, all right, going to commercial, roll commercial, DraftKings.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's the hypocrisy of it. It's the same.
Well, it's all the leagues. All the leagues now.
All the leagues.
All of them. But that's what I'm saying. Baseball more specific, because like I said, y'all, Pete Rose ain't in the Hall of Fame because gambling, right? They take the moral high ground about this gambling thing. Hey. Everything about your game
is surrounding gambling.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like baseball, if you ain't cheating, you ain't playing.
True. But that's
it's an unwritten rule.
The NBA and like when they had like Budweiser to spot, drink responsibly. Hey, this is right next to the Gatorade commercial. Come on, right? Y'all, chill out.
Sponsored by Hennessy.
You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie, NBA is wrong for that one though. NBA is wrong for having Hennessy as a sponsor though. That is kind of fucked up though. At the same time,
I will say this though: it is part of Black culture, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, the story of Hennessy, an origination of Hennessy. So okay, cool. If you're trying to include that, maybe, but I don't think that's the angle you're working. You out here selling what was that? Slits malt liquor.
Get your slizzard.
Yeah, getting slizzard with it. Yeah, you out here selling that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't you like fried chicken? Don't you like watermelon? Well, try this malt liquor too. And don't forget your menthol cigarettes. Like, you doing that shit. And that's where it's not cool at.
Leave the cigarettes out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You stick to your herbal essence.
Well, now the cigarettes has been replaced with cigarellos and black and miles and shit. So we don't even do cigarettes like that no more.
The the other headline I wanted to touch was Coach Mulkey pretty much sending out a warning. Who is the Washington Post that's allegedly doing work on a story to kind of slander her? A few things. I don't know how serious or how real that is. The other part about it is this is another old media, new media type situation. Mm-hmm. Because think about how many times in the past that a player might have rubbed a reporter the wrong way, and then it leads to, sources say, so-and-so did X, Y, and Z type stories and slander.
Allen Iverson, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
But
Barry Bonds, on and on, right?
But the thing about this particular reporter, he's an award-winning reporter. He's broken won a couple of awards for some of the stories he did. So if he got something, it must be some meat on that bone.
Yeah, but like Mokia, she said in that clip, like she said, yes, there are some players that doesn't like her per se, but if you're offering to push, you're either pushing or offering to pay people to say negative things, like that's kind of foul. But it's kind of embellishing. So, for example, if you got like one or two players that has some bad situations, and then you don't have that with a college coach. You're going to have a bad situation. You ain't getting playing time, this and that and the other. So you're going to have some negative things to say. But then you try to make it and seem like it's tens of people or 15 people that have that share that feeling, then that's, you know, you embellishing. And then you ain't, you know, unnamed sources is always my favorite when it comes to
the, like the thing I think this probably stemmed from is her not, you know, being vocally supportive of Brittany Griner when she had the Russia deal thing. So I think that's what, if I had to guess on it, it probably stems from
that. Oh, what the hell she can do about that?
Yeah, so when that was happening, when Brittany Griner was overseas, like she really didn't have much to say. And people were like they were holding that, like when it was going on, like people were like, oh, why don't she say something? Why don't she say something?
What the fuck can she say?
Even if she says something, that she bitch, doesn't really help anything. Whoa.
Back up. That bitch, she made a poor choice, bro. Period. She made a poor choice. I don't care if she in America, South America. She made a poor fucking choice. What the fuck you gonna say?
But Moki got criticized for not saying anything about it.
And you know what? And that's great. Awesome. She shouldn't have said shit. The bitch made a poor fucking choice. Anthony, if you wouldn't have made that choice, what the fuck we gonna say? What the fuck we gonna say, nigga? You can't made a poor motherfucking choice.
Can't save you at that point.
Nigga, you could be Jesus, and you made that fucking choice. Me. What the fuck?
Hold on.
I've already put out the disclaimer as you all's friend. Do not defend me. I've already put that out there.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I learned that the hard way.
You made a poor choice because he got a log in to Pornhub.
Hell no! Fuck that! No, you made no. Check this out.
He got a level one subscription to Pornhub.
You made a poor choice. Lay in your bed. No, lay in your bed and lay in it, and that's what she did. And that's what she had to do. Period. We're done. Next topic.
Black Twitter came for her.
It don't give a shit.
It wasn't just Black Twitter. It was Alphabet Twitter and Black Twitter combined forces.
Who the hell with two niggas that don't like to take no accountability for shit? What the fuck? Who cares what them two niggas think?
Right.
Black Twitter and Alphabet Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, back in 1988. You could have said that.
I ain't hating. No. Take your accountability. You committed poor choice out of the country. Take your L, nigga.
I think that's my opinion. I think it stems from that.
Unrelated topic.
That's a good point.
Alphabet joke in the car, funniest joke.
Oh, from like two or three specials ago?
Yeah, the L's.
Yeah.
Funny as a joke. Classic.
On the side. On the side. And then,
can I add something on that?
Whatever you feel, bro. Sure. Share with the group. We're all
friends. Thank you, Jimmy. Phi Beta, baby. that was one time, dude. Brother.
I got you.
Here's the thing. I'm glad she didn't say shit. And the thing is, Moki, I love her. That's the reason why Women's March Madness is where it's at right now. College basketball with her, that's why it's at right now. I'm more excited about females. I'm going there.
Man,
I can't stand the men's March Madness right now.
I can't stand the men's March Madness right now.
Correctness, love it. Love it.
Dawn all day. Now, Mookie done her thing. Now, don't get twisted.
No,
she just understands.
You say that.
Mookie
dawn.
Understands.
Don't?
Yo, she understands Louisiana culture.
Yes.
And that's why everybody love her.
She understands directness. Ain't no Louisiana culture. She understands directness.
Louisiana coaches, nigga. Everybody
look, let me tell you.
She's from Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you, she's the coach for women basketball.
But think about it though. That's why women's basketball right now is where it's at, bro. Gotta give her credit where credit's due.
Oh, I give her credit, but that's why I said she's a perfect marketing tool for LSU. She's the coach of women's basketball.
She's a perfect marketing tool for college basketball, period.
You come out there.
Ain't no LSU. Hold on a second,
come
bro.
Out there
bring
with
that
country
back.
Accent.
I made a sigma. Bring that back. No. Come on, no, now. No. Yes. No. I'm not going to let y'all have this one. No. Nope. Yes. No. Nope. Check this out.
So
that is the poster child for LSU.
Okay, fine. And you know what? I'll be on the island for this one. I'm telling you right now.
Gino
can do it. I'm telling you. I'm watching women's basketball. Huh?
Apparently we don't know who Gino is.
That's what I mean.
Gino ain't do it.
Damn, I forgot. Shit. Make me somebody Tennessee. Say her name, please. Tennessee.
I know. I'm thinking her name too right now.
Pat Summitt
started it.
Look, Hey, fellas, come on.
And
that's
still Don Stanley, right?
Fellas.
Nah, she went to Virginia.
The most exciting March Madness right now is female or male. What's up?
Oh, for no shit. We know it's all female. We know that, but we not giving your girl that much love.
Because of who?
Not her. Not Dawn.
Nah.
Dawn Stanley.
She adds to it. I give you that. She takes the SEC with her, right? Because everybody's got to have, like, so it's like that. Dawn is gonna get us right.
No, here's the thing.
Ride with her no matter what.
Okay, no, hold on.
When you want them, when you want the ones that kiss their sisters,
you can. Yeah, you can.
That's Monty.
Okay, all right. Here, okay.
Damn,
I'm back.
Damn, bro.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll back it up a little bit. I'll give Dawn some credit. I'll give Dawn some credit. Yeah, I mean, how about this? Dawn and Monty. How about that?
Yeah.
I can live with that. I can live with that one.
You shouldn't know Gino, but okay. All right.
What about Gino? What do you think? Don't
know Gino.
No, because I'm going with Gino and Dawn. I'm going with Gino and Dawn, honestly. If we talk about right now.
No, because again, I know the crowd Malky brings in, and I understand why she brings them in.
You can't,
right?
You can't get it. Yeah, I mean, you got to give. You're right.
Because the vast majority of the population that she's bringing in are those like housewives that's like with these guys, they don't do anything, they're just there, they wear these like wild creative jackets and shoes and shit, and they wish they could be out there, you know, being that famous and being that powerful, and that's what they want to be. So she's bringing that, right? She's bringing that crowd, and again, the ones that kiss their sister. She's bringing that crowd, right? That's the marketing tool they put.
That is where that's the area she's from. So
I'm not saying it just to be right. I'm not saying it to be funny. Like I'm literally
right.
I know about TikTok. I got you.
And can we admit they thick too?
Can't wait to my next meeting.
They ain't basic. They thick.
But also, what the men's game is lacking too. You don't have villains. There's nobody who you can say that's like, I want this versus this, right? You don't even really know outside of Bronny James who really played for anybody anymore, any goddamn way. So it's just kind of like, all right, cool.
And that's because, they're not staying long enough.
Right.
You know, we don't fall in love. They don't stay long enough to have a story or a legacy.
Outside of that, none of the blue bloods are winning, right? None of the traditional ones you're gonna get. Kentucky, Duke ain't winning shit
because you can make it from anywhere.
Right,
you can make it from any college now, so there's no need to only go to the blue blood school.
Mind you, I did not know Oakland was in Michigan.
Michigan,
Oakland College is in Michigan. Look, I'm thinking.
I was fucked up too. I was thinking
when they say Oakland won, I was like, man, these niggas from the hood.
Bay Area.
Get hypey with it.
Wait, what?
Some playground.
That's Detroit.
They don't went out there and that movie, Glory Road. Bitches don't went out there recruited just niggas off the playground. This shit, they throwing shit off the backboard, dunking on niggas. Fucking Michigan. But I was so disappointed.
Real quick, is Carol Perry the Doc Rivers of college basketball?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah.
Definitely.
At least Carol Perry, he getting people to the money at least.
Yeah.
And that's his claim to fame. But again, you can't build a team off of that drafting, not drafting, signing nine to 10 one-and-dones every year.
It's the draft now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Free agency.
And that's what led to you know, the G League Ignite being shut down because of NIL.
Yeah, because it was originally made to be for those players to get paid while they're, you know, working on their skill set. But now if you can do that in college, then what's the purpose of the fucking G League? So that's
that elite part, though. You still got the regular G League, but just that they just had no kids coming.
So that's just bad time and just a smart counter by the college game. NCAA, like, oh, well, let's go ahead and just revisit this this money. So
and the funny part is, the shit was so simple, right? Like, it, not even just, you don't, the NCAA does not even have to pay them. Like, the shit was so simple. It wasn't like y'all had to figure this out, right? Just let them take the money that they was already taking under the table anyway. Like, just let it happen. Like, that's it.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't going to make it any less or more corrupt. Like, I don't know why y'all figured that, like, gym bags wasn't being dropped off at people's houses. Tractor equipment didn't mysteriously, you know, find its way on somebody's farm, right? Like, that shit happens. It has been happening. Like, just let it happen now.
And this is a perfect segue for why Tony's 32 football team playoff is, like, legit thing.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, because then you won't let me get my point in last time. So I'm going to get it now. Thank you very much for saying. I have revisited and I have revamped my ideas on the 32-team playoff system, and it will happen. I agree. We will get a 32-team playoff system.
Do tell. Why? I'd like to hear your opinion.
Well, I don't. I'm about to get on y'all motherfuckers, because I don't know.
We ain't going to have no time.
Keep in mind. Just keep in mind, at the point in time that originally this was brought up, there was no NIL.
The there was
no, not at that point in time, because this was before NIL.
I'll resend you my piece.
This is way before that. This is way they started doing this realignment the way they're doing, and also transfer portal wasn't as crazy as it was. Now that all of that is happening, I can see now that the realignment is going to be what my original thought was, where it's going to be two super conferences. Out of that, now you have the AFC and NFC conference. So having a 32-team playoff system just makes sense at that point.
I'll resend you.
On that note.
That's what I'm saying. We've been having this conversation about 32 teams, though.
I think we need a break.
Everything you said, I already said. I'll resend it to you.
Batman, I think we need a break.
It goes with my point about being too super
common. You on a break?
Yeah,
Brought to you by Harry Hines.
Brought to you by, and then y'all gonna love my next screensaver. Law, law, law. Get ready.
Go sexy red.
All right, welcome back. Let's get into hip hop. Kendrick Lamar has dropped a verse that everybody has talked about for the past 48 hours, 72 hours, where he basically taking subliminal shots at J. Cole and Drake. Thoughts as far as, is this actually a good song, or are we just being thirsty for hip hop?
We being thirsty for anything they throw at us.
This younger generation is.
As long as they ain't talking about popping that coochie, booty hole Brahms and all this shit. Talk about something I can relate to.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think it was genius, personally. I mean, because to be honest with you, he's probably one of the few people that literally kind of referenced it. I mean, I guess the Art of War, if you want to put it. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody been kind of like sugarcoating it a little bit, talking about, you know, whatever. He say, you know what, I'm a reference you and exactly what you say, and I'm gonna use it against you. And I think this is like an alley-oop towards a slam dunk. I mean,
but didn't he do this before too? Before the last album he dropped, where he was like, it was like a beat that everybody was freestyling over, and he was like, you know, why I'm gonna smash the same chick that everybody's smashing, something like that. He had put in the verse, but
it's true though.
Yeah, that's facts, though. It is facts.
My God.
Like, hey, everybody killed the beat. Why would you?
Raise your hand if you were born between 1970 and 79. Raise your hand.
70 it's the best 79?
Fucking generation. Like this. Yeah. 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 Here bro. I go. I know. Here I go. Yeah.
That is dope.
Bro, we don't even like we don't even like smashing the same chick in reserve.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like the fuck you.
Thank you.
Worldwide, no, dog.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Man, my LaPlace time. I used to ask the man, oh, like, hey man, do you know her? Do you know her? Yeah, I know somebody that know her. Fuck no, I can't fuck with you. Nah.
The reason why we didn't have to do anything to stay relevant because we were relevant.
Well, because not because
I yeah, think exactly, also, exactly. Like this is bullshit. Sorry. Well,
I think also back then in our generation, dudes got into rap to be rappers.
Not thank getting, you.
They're getting rapped to be other shit now, right?
Hey, well, whoa, at the same time though, we still gotta blame Master P for this shit.
Well, you say what, bro?
You gotta blame Master P.
The difference is, but Master P was putting out like 5 projects a week.
No,
he was still doing the work.
No, but
he was doing the work.
He simplified it though for these stupid motherfuckers to be able to go do this shit.
Truthfully,
I would say it's Fruity Loops. Fruity Loops made it possible for everybody to just jump on and do some dumb shit.
Yes, because once you got it, I was able to download the official version of Fruity Loops. For those who don't know, it's like a production program for Tedrick for my cousin. And I thought it was just a sample. He's like, nah, this is the real deal. I'm like, I forgot what I got, LimeWire or something. I was able to download that shit. And that shit was.
You remember me walking through the union with a goddamn beat machine, some headphones like I'm Kanye West or somebody, right? Like, it was that simple, right?
Right. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to blame
the blueprint.
I'm going to go ahead and blame Cat Williams for this shit.
Damn, son. What Cat got to do with this?
Because he the one who went on to Shay Shay. He had to keep himself relevant. So, Kendrick Lamar decided, you know what, I'm gonna do the same damn thing.
But I don't think so. Because Kendrick didn't have to do that.
Kendrick does this every 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Patterns.
Here's what happens. Rappers eventually, like the top guys, it becomes mostly their responsibility when they see rap going a certain way for you to bring it back to where it was, which has always been battle rap, right? That's what it's always been. I'm better than this one. I'm better than that one. I'm the best out here. It's always been that. So you have to shift that culture back to that. Like you say, every 5 or 10 years, like they say in The Godfather, you know, it kills out all the bad blood, right? Every 10 years, we go to war. Everybody's happy after that. That's all this is right now. He's going to come out later and be like, well, I never had beef with him. It was all rap.
I have a question about that. Is it real beef?
No, I think it's just okay. It's competitive.
Let me say this. So when we were growing up, the beef between NWA and who else?
Anybody,
man.
Ronald Reagan.
That was real beef.
Two Live Crew.
That's real beef.
Yeah.
Right? That's real beef.
But I'm not worried about real beef. Like
we're not even worried about that no more.
But I do, like you said, this ain't beef. This is competitive. Yeah, this is competitive nature.
Right, and this was
right.
It's like if we hooping, like I said, we have this conversation now. We talk about hooping on the Tide. Who's the best hooper the Tide didn't produce?
Yeah, Sean Burns.
See, that go to lies.
Exactly.
No, they go to truth. What do you mean they go to
they
lie?
Go to lie.
Hey, man. Don't make me go there.
We can't base this on because people like. People got taller.
I put money on Tony's elbows. What? Number one.
Tony elbows.
I'm not going there, man. I'm out.
No, yeah, you are. You definitely going. No, ass down.
I ain't going there.
Get your ass down.
What? Hey. Don't make me go there. Just don't make me go there.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think you should.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's competitive nature. It's not beef. Have you been elbowed by Tony?
No.
Hey man, I've been elbowed by Tony. I broke a collarbone, bruh.
You disagree with yourself. You retired yourself with a broken collarbone on edge.
I'm still the best.
How you the best? You got put your head. You ain't Gale Sayles in these streets.
I took the major. I took the major hit.
Yeah.
The major hit, dude.
He said he was the guesser.
Exactly.
Oh my God. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's ain't no beef. It's just competitive nature.
Yo, but here's the fun part, Tony. When's the last time you did something like actually strenuous, like some real like heavy activity?
Heavy activity. Yeah, basket. I played with Dash about a month ago, and
with your son, right?
Yeah, my son. Yeah.
Now, Sean, when's the last time you did something like very heavy, strenuous, right? Been a while, right? The funny part is, to prove this shit, these niggas will get back. We'll get the ball, Nick. Come on in. Fuck that. Let's sell it right now, then.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Point out, when my shit was healed, I came back and played. How about that one?
You in retirement, man. You retired gracefully.
Shit, I still came back and played.
See what I mean?
Yeah, 2 years later. 2 years later when you came back down to business for the summer.
Yeah.
I had on my 40.
Just randomly show up on the block.
Hell yeah.
Nigga knock on my door like, what are you doing here?
That's what the GOAT does.
There are too many surgeries and ice packs on this podcast.
Say, bro,
we talk about doing anything. Hey,
that's why you always shoot from the outside. That's what I learned.
Look, I'm gonna stay under the basket. That's it. Just pass the ball. I'm gonna stay under the basket. That's it. I got that one.
King of the court yesterday. 5 dribbles. I can handle 5 dribbles. One possession. That's it. I can do that.
That's it.
And it better be able to have a pull up.
Yeah, I'm a dislocated shoulder, so I ain't saying much. Remember, I popped my shoulder too many times.
So like I said, take a picture. I'm the GOAT.
Son, I think about that wild shit in high school like that. My shoulder popped out of place in the game. Them motherfuckers popped my shoulder back in, took a knee pad, stuck it underneath my shoulder pad, sent me back out there.
Yeah, nah.
Get back out there, son.
Boy, Von Kilmer was in all our high schools. You hear me?
What's the quote you always say, Tony Love? The older we get, the better we were.
Exactly.
Oh man.
He said, I was the best.
Tony Love hit that camera so quick. Oh my God.
But rumor is, it said this is a battle for J. Cole to take, and Drake should just stay out of it.
Pretty much.
You know how much college fund costs? Drake got to get out here and sell some more records. He got to do something. He got to move some units.
Well, Kendrick took this shot too because of the fact that Drake and J. Cole are doing a tour together. On top of that, so that's him that just don't like that on some more extra.
But now, at the same time, if all right, so this is on some Tupac shit too. It's like, they said, when J. Cole said, we the big three, I take that as a compliment, right? And he went on some straight Tupac shit, like, fuck that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Record label and the staff. Nigga, like, that's pretty much what Kendrick's response to being considered top three. Like, nah, I'm top three, but I ain't two or three.
Did he call you a nigga? That's what it's like.
Like I said, it was still decent track.
But the hype that it's getting, because again, with the streaming, it's gonna be hot this week, and then we're not gonna hear no more about it after next month.
That sample, that mix of the sample was stolen by Project Pat, by the way. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we know. That was very obvious there on that track, but that was Metro Boomin though, so I wasn't expecting no less from Metro. Even, you know, I wasn't surprised by him doing that.
Which has sold tracks to all of them.
Yes. But no, on top of that was our, you know, Ronnie O beat too though. So there's a mixture of both.
Yeah.
So you keep kind of combine two samples at once in there. But the beat is crazy now.
It's a I'm gonna get track, a beat. Though. Yeah.
The beat is on point though.
I'm
giving them all. Yeah, the track is outstanding. So I think you the track can't make you extra feel hype about it. I can see that with this generation. I can understand the hype. Yeah, I can see the hype because of the beat though. That beat motivates.
It's like I said, anything you put a Trigger Man beat on, you pretty much got me, right? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? If, for what it's worth, yeah, you put a Trigger Man, I get what the Trigger Man beat is supposed to represent. So, yeah, I'm cool. I'll listen. I'll give it a listen.
Yeah. Did y'all see rumors of, well, I think Future had more directness to say than the Kendrick Lamar verse on that song.
Why is this 50-year-old rapper still relevant?
But there's another track on that album.
Sneaky Elder.
Yeah, dude, that nigga just don't go away, boy. Like
crazy, son.
He's like the Roach of hip hop to me, nigga. Like he just won't go fuck away. Like God damn.
But there is another track that Rick Ross does taking shots to. On the same
another,
album.
Why is another 50-year-old rapper still relevant?
Hey, I like Ross now. I fuck with Ross now, nigga. That's
no, I ain't saying you don't fuck with him. It's just like, why is this? It's, so here's what
that's
I...
That's how you know how bad these youngins are, dude. Like,
but this is what I equated to. It's the same kind of like the dude who was the knucklehead when we was all in school. And then like 20 years later, you come back and he's still fighting in the streets and in the club and stuff. Like, why is you still doing this? You don't have nothing better to do? You ain't got grandkids or something?
I'm not if your rhymes elevate though to your age. Just don't be trying to rap like you still 25. Like some cat guy is struggling. Like
that's just wild, you know. That's just crazy to me. Like yeah, you ain't learned yet.
So how do you feel about Nas? How you feel about Jay still rapping at 50?
No, it's not that they're rapping, it's that you're getting in rap beefs. At 50.
Yeah, not a beat. Yeah, not a beast part.
That's
yeah,
what I'm talking about. Like, still putting out albums. Yeah, cool. Because you have an audience.
Right, but the beats taking like, shots at people. Yeah.
Like, you really? You ain't learned yet?
Ross of the Aquarius, man. It's just in our DNA, man. We can't help but to be petty. It's just, and 50, look, 50 is a cancer. They petty too.
Hey, leave us out of that. We ain't do nothing.
Look. We are all at the age where we understand that we have like certain homeboys that ain't here no more, right? For whatever reason, they just ain't here no more. You would think that you would feel the same way if you were a rapper, especially the cause was rap beef. So you would be like, man, I'm gonna move a little different now, right? Like, I'm just some things you just gotta be like, fuck it. He said whatever he said, but he ain't say it to me, right?
They gotta go with the Nas approach. Just be like Nas. Smacked, you know, he smacked Jay one good time and then that's it. Everybody said, yo, just leave him alone and we good to go. That's all you need.
Crazy, son. I don't know.
Instead of Ice Cube. Look, Ice Cube did no Vaseline. Did anybody ever come at him again?
Last track of the album.
So, like, why is Pete Diddy slapping Drake?
Yeah, exactly. That nigga, I'm like, why is it? I'm gonna add that shit disturbed me when I heard about that when that happened. Like, that should have been the moment.
Got nobody to do that for you,
right? Oh, that should have been the moment it was time for him to go to the upper room.
Apparently, he kissed the ring and then everything was all good.
Yeah. But see, as you noted though, the late great Clarence Avon ain't here no more, and now everything is no Diddy now in these streets.
Yeah, can't hide behind that tree.
Tree gone.
Oh yeah.
I still think it's good for music as a whole.
The no Diddy?
No, talk about the Future and Kendrick Lamar track.
I just had to clarify. I got
nah, nah, yeah.
My bad.
Nah. Ain't no take that.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, it's good to have them if they good though. That's the thing. The bar's got to be good.
And it ain't got to be direct. And it got to be direct.
I don't even know it's got to be direct. I like slick. I like sometimes slick. But then if you can do a mixture of both together, that's fine also. But I'm cool because I love when Biggie was doing it back in the days. That's why that nigga Pop was losing his motherfucking mind, boy. That nigga driving that nigga crazy with them shots. I used to love
it. And that's what I'm talking about. I don't like slick dissing. If you're going to diss, say my name.
Nah, I love bricks and hiding hands.
Yeah.
No, I ain't got hands. Yeah, I'm just saying some shit. I was like, right here still. He's still sound right here.
But the reason behind it is because for the most part, there are untold stories that we don't know that only they know.
Right. Yeah, so, and that's why, like with the whole Biggie LL Cool J thing, we didn't know that's what Biggie Shots was at LL till after the fact.
Look, right. So again, we've all had that. We didn't know people were doing cocaine like that dang. Moment, right?
Yeah, baby.
So, and that's why it's always, you know, like you said, you can interpret who it really is for, like, and that makes sense as you get older. Like, it makes sense. Like, if you got beef with one nigga, because of your attitude, I'm pretty sure you got beef with a long line of niggas. So you could be by anybody that you're talking about as far as the song.
Hey, he was direct. He said first person shooter. That was the Drake and J. Cole song they put out there. Then
yeah.
Then he kind of
took the oh, you walk around like what a walking stick like you, Andre 3K. Yeah.
Cole
was doing the straight.
Then he came back and said the big three and he said, fuck that, I'm as big me. That's another one. And then he's like, then he made the reference about all your dogs or whatever, knowing that that's Drake album cover, saying I'm a bury him Pet Cemetery. Classic.
Yeah, I don't know about classic. But I mean, I'm also from the fan club of Tupac, UNLV, and shit like that.
Yeah, see,
you know what I'm saying?
That's belligerence, right?
LL Cool J.
Look, straight to the point. Yellow boy, you a hoe.
Take his braid out his hair, yellow. Like, shit like that. Like, that's... You know, I don't know. That's just me. But like you said, if it's a good mixture.
That's what being from New Orleans, nigga. That's all that's
But yeah, if it's a good mixture, now if he comes out with another one and he's, you know, he says names, then, you know what I'm saying, that kind of adds to the portfolio. But that's like with Drake when he was going at Meek. Like it was, you know what I'm saying, I think the first one was kind of weak and then he came back with the back-to-back or some shit.
That was some female shit.
Yeah, it was.
That's why I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I ain't like that. That was some mess.
Yeah, you know what? Let's give Pusha his flowers. You know, while we're here, you know what I'm saying? Pusha, when that Drake,
that he wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong about Drake. He wasn't wrong about Birdman.
Baby,
yeah.
That's the important part, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like I really killed a baby.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody been talking about Birdman, but as soon as I say something, then it's a problem.
Oh, it's
like,
a problem.
That's like with Mike Epps and
Pusha do own probably the most disrespectful line. Probably of all the diss, all that, when he came at 40.
Oh.
Drake's producing one. And then it brought that man tick tick. I was like, yo, don't hit the man with the tick 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 when you know this man. Not in the best health like that. Like, that's letting you know I don't give a fuck about this thing at all.
Look, y'all all play Call of Duty, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you shoot for the body or you shoot for the head?
Well, we know. Hey.
All right, dude. One shot, one kill.
Yeah. Hey, French Montana said the best. The body tilts to the side when you hit the head.
Because he only got one shot at this. Yeah. Whatever Drake come back with is gonna be catchy. It's gonna be a pop tune. Niggas gonna dance to it. They're gonna make
that's what's gonna be crazy too. Yeah, right. Like it's supposed to be a diss song, but it's gonna have a fucking TikTok.
So that's how you lose, right? Because you can't do the bar and him to death. You got to make it pop. Right. So you got one shot at this. If you're gonna take a shot.
He took a shot.
I just think he took a shot on two songs.
He ain't even just got him on one. He got him on two. He was going for the kill.
That's what I'm saying. Pac know he can't lyrically beat Biggie.
Right. But
when you take that shot, especially when you got pictures of it on the cover of the magazine.
Yeah. And the way Nas, like, if I thought Nas was gonna go lyrical, he went straight in. It's just like he really wouldn't eat it to the fullest. So it's like Jay had to go so far left to try to come back. Like, his mama had to say, hey, go sit your ass down somewhere. You're doing too much. He got you.
If you had one shot.
Well, technically, from what was being said, is that they actually are gonna be forming like these little super groups, you know, whoever fucks with Drake, whoever fucks with Kendrick. So you can imagine that, like, you know, like, say, for example, if Kendrick and Pusha T.
I don't see that.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's Golden State versus Cleveland all over again.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's exactly what it sounds like, yo.
It seemed like Metro Boom is kind of like, you know, recruiting these guys or whatever. You might. You know, whatever. So, I mean, I think we need to raise the bar in music anyway. You got Sexy Red and Gorilla, you know what I'm saying? Every two other songs.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to go not Gorilla. I fuck with her a little bit, yo. I like her.
Hey, look, that Yag Glow.
That Yag Glow.
That's actually pretty hard, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all niggas doing this in the car.
Hey, so here's the thing.
Yeah, go with it though.
Yeah, you ain't knocking me up from lunches, so we do that.
Right. I want to say, you from lunch on the plaza is okay.
Look, that's what I'm saying. That making me feel bad.
Yeah, right.
We've been doing that since Bugsy told us put our L's on. Like, we've been doing that, homie.
But that Sexy Red shit can die immediately. But now Glow though, I ain't got no issues with Glow. I'll rock with that. So, I'm cool.
I just need Cash Doll to stay off of BMF.
Well, she gone.
That's what I mean. Don't ever come back. I don't want her to be a ghost. You know how they try to do that shit. Like, I don't. Nothing. Don't try to do like a backstory spinoff of her. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing else. Just let her be. It's done.
Hey man, she rested since last season. She ain't coming back.
And I'm happy. Don't ever put her in nothing else.
Hey man.
Unless it's an acting class.
I'm about to say clearly you didn't like her acting.
No.
She just on there to be there, man.
Hey man, That's all she was. It was ABC to the highest level, no doubt. But hey,
she from Detroit. That's all it was.
Exactly. Well,
that's from Detroit, so you adding in that Detroit flavor of a place of a story that's being set in Detroit. That's all it was. Cause she don't look nothing like the female that was in question, right? Allegedly.
Right. That's the thing too. People always, I don't know why people so hook on that. Like, to look exactly like them.
I don't need you to look exactly like the person. But you can't have Flex playing Michael Jackson. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't need you to be an exact match. I just needed to look something, dog. You know what I mean?
He should have been already high yellow, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't make you look a certain color because you're not that color. I get that. I can respect that, though.
Like, if it takes more than an hour makeup for you to look like this person, you shouldn't be playing this person.
Unless you Eddie Murphy.
And who that was? That did Nina Simone? Zoe Saldana.
That was not a bad one.
Too much makeup for you to have to play this person. If you got to do that, just leave it alone.
Like I said, that's a good call.
UPS is hiring.
Tony Love, in your beer, what have you learned this episode?
Oh, boy.
I learned Moki wants to smoke, and Twin was the Gale Sayers of Eptide basketball. And how you 50 years old and you have a rap beef.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. Back that up.
So, what was that supposed to mean?
What? Well, clarify that for the people. Gail said, what does that mean?
What?
They said you were ducking
in the grand opening, grand closing.
You had a run.
A short run.
and
strong or short.
You weren't in there now. And the key word, short run now. Don't forget to say a run.
a catastrophic injury, you know, shortened your career. That's all.
And then hold on. Then came back, right? Hold on. Then came back.
2 years later.
Hey, it don't matter when.
You had a 10-day contract.
All right, Sean Livingston.
Wait, so you're saying you were the Isaiah Thomas?
No.
That's a good
one. Let's back it up. No,
and we ain't talking about Z.
I'm not talking about Scottie Pittman.
I like the Gale Sayers. Yeah, okay. Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, no, you don't keep me.
Hell to the no. Yeah, but I mean, come on. Can anyone can attest to my accomplishments? And coming back?
We could put a vote in the chat.
I'll go with Sean Livingston.
You're the Hall of Fame. You're the Hall of Fame.
Rashawn, you said Sean Livingston, dude?
Yeah, I said Sean goddamn Livingston. I ain't stuck.
Boy, you know what?
Hey, I'm being nice. I could have said Randy. I'm about to get me a plane ticket right now.
Are you familiar with Randy Livingston? Because you left.
I'm texting your address. I definitely remember Randy.
No, I'm talking about two. He left before.
He didn't get to see it on the news every day.
Can't see something when you leave. Exactly. That's why I should have said. I should have said Randy Livingston.
Stop.
Gone forever. Never came back. Never reappeared.
I personally didn't see the hype on Randy Livingston when he was there. So like,
he was a big guard, big bully guard.
He was at Newman.
Like, I didn't think the Manning brothers was gonna be anything.
A linebacker playing point.
So you learned the hard way on that one, huh?
Well, I don't even know this man, but for all the shit that he has took from this podcast, my vote is going to Greg.
Hey, Greg will give you a mean drop step every once in a while.
Greg, you got my vote, brother. I don't know who you are. But they don't fuck with you enough on this podcast.
Oh, my God. You got my vote, bro.
I'm a holy dog for Greg. So like, Greg don't take some shit off, y'all.
Greg not even in top five.
I don't even know this man. I'm sorry to this man, but I'm
shout out to my under slender thug EJ, wherever he's at on
y'all
the run.
Yeah, exactly. EJ,
that
dude's missing like the fucking old Bannon.
This is why I'm holding it down for you, Greg. The disrespect. See what they do,
Greg? Man, Greg. I can count how many times Greg played with us.
He was younger than me.
This man is first ballot Hall of Fame.
And you was in retirement. So how you gonna remember? You was in retirement already. And yes, he was younger too.
Okay. Well then that's how many times I can count. He didn't play with me.
Greg is the Doug Flutie of the time.
There you go.
Get that man
now,
a 30 for 30.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we talking.
What if I told you the guy that drove a white brown box Chevy was a top basketball player at the time? Did he have a box Chevy when he was in college? I can't remember. Anyway, because he's with the UNO too. But
shouts out to you, Greg, bro. Like, I got you. I'm holding.
Let's just go ahead and do this or whatever. Go. Batman was what? What's his official affiliation with the Tide? He's a what? Nick Saban?
What you mean? As far as what?
What you mean?
He's Batman.
His athletic comparison.
Oh, he's Steve Smith, nigga. That's Steve Smith slash molasses.
Oh, no. That's Coach Holman. That's Coach Holman right now, baby. That's Coach Holman. Oh, yeah. They're just waiting for him to come back to East St. John and get that title.
That's Steve Smith right there, man. He is the best. He's Atlanta Hawks Steve Smith. That's what that man is.
All right. Amen. So who you are? Oakland.
I give him.
Look, I'm trying to think of
a reckless slasher. Give me like a Rodney Stuckey or like a Lindsey Hunter. Yeah. Like just ain't got no business going to the paint.
You can play for Denver. Was with Denver back in there. He's from New Orleans though.
Robert Pat.
I say give me Robert Pat, goddammit. I tell you, Aaron Nathan will sneak up on you, dunk on you, then I'm streaky with the jumper from time to time. So it's just I'm Robert Pat, goddammit.
Tony Love, we already know who you are.
You goddamn Lonzo morning ass nigga.
Baby Zoe.
Baby Zoe.
Haiti guard that motherfucker.
Clear him out.
Man.
Back you down like no other.
God. Man, my ribs, boy, around here screaming right now. Fucking dude, having flashbacks and shit.
Hey, for Raheem, he probably won't even know who this is. Lamon Murray. Rain drop three pointers all day. Ain't going to the paint. Ain't playing no defense.
From the arc, babe. From the arc. Nah, nigga, all day. You see Tony? Fuck that, man. I ain't about to go in that bitch. Shit. I knew between him and Ed. Man, fuck the niggas, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Ed. Now, who the hell we giving Ed at?
Fucking Larry Johnson.
No.
Is Ed Draymond?
Rod Mercer.
You said Rod Mercer.
God damn, that's a good one. That's perfect.
Hey, he ain't had no handle, but he had enough to get to the rim.
I was gonna say no jumper. I'll give him Derek Coleman.
What you said?
Derek His handle was whack.
You said Derek Coleman?
No, Coleman had decent handles, man.
Yeah, decent handles. I would go with the Rod Mercer. I like the Rod Mercer.
Hey, because it's straight jab step, one dribble take off.
Correct.
And last but not least, I know he ain't grow up with y'all, but Jimmy, I give him like a two sport player from college that played. He was a football player, but played like Julius Peppers or
like a Bo Jackson.
No, like Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates. Did Antonio Gates foul people unnecessarily?
No. No, but Jimmy Graham did.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jimmy Graham's best was rebounds and five fouls.
Hey, efficient.
No.
That's all I need. I get you about six rebounds, but I'm going to get you 5-6 fouls. I'm going to clear that lane out for you.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? Check this out, though, fellas. You know, we could all put this to the test at the next reunion, though. What's up?
We're gonna put this to the test
at the next reunion.
Okay.
What's up?
You gonna pay my medical bill?
Okay, I'll pay your medical bill. Oh, hey, Jimmy's out. Hey,
Jimmy. He said, I'm out.
See, I snap. If any Achilles or Alphabet crew take out my foot in my knee, you paying for the bill. I'm telling you that right now. I ain't doing that shit. The look at my body says no.
I'm game.
I'm game too, bro. What's up?
You know what's so funny? I can go to the hole now. I could go to the hole back then.
Ain't that crazy? Yeah. Ass back was like a motherfucker.
I'm like, shit, nigga. Y'all niggas.
And I'm just standing in the left. Paint.
that's it. Y'all niggas old now, shit, nigga. Ain't no threat.
Hey, man.
In y'all prime, shit, nigga. I was like, fuck that. Between Tony and Ed, I was like, God damn. Hey,
dude, look, it'll be a 30-minute game. 30-minute game.
What's up? Tony.
That's enough for any kind of injury to happen in 30